Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I hope you had a great day. If you're driving on 95 or the Turnpike tonight, please be safe. Please be careful. It's holiday season. A lot of people are down here who don't know where they're going. Make sure that you do and you avoid them. That would be a good idea. If you're listening on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, I hope you also had a wonderful day. We have a great show tonight. We really do. We're going to be talking about an element of aging I doubt that any of you have ever thought much about. What if you relocated here 10, 15, 20 years ago? But now life has changed, right? Things have changed, and you're thinking about going up north to be with the kids because you're having increasing health problems, perhaps, or you're missing them. Most of your social network has disappeared, and you want to move back up north. Kind of that boomerang retiree. We're going to talk about exactly that with my guest, Darren Mills, who practices both here and in New Jersey. He's an attorney that specializes in just this scenario. There's so much to think about that I'll bet you haven't given it much thought if this applies to you or if it applies to people you know. I'm going to tell you a whole lot more about Darren in just a minute. But first, I want to take a moment to thank ILIR. That's Independent Living or International Living in Boca Raton. They had me here last Wednesday to talk to their group. It was a fascinating group. We had such a good time. They're a wonderful group. I'm going to tell you more about them in the weeks and months to come. They're in Boca. It's free. It's an educational process. They did a very, very wonderful job, and I had a wonderful time. I also want to thank Alpha Jewish Family Service. They asked me to talk on Thursday about managing medications, and managing medications are really, really important, and I don't think most people give it enough credit, particularly when you factor in things like supplements and vitamins, alternative medications. Everybody wants to know about medical marijuana. How does it interact with your drugs, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, we're going to do a whole show on medication management at some point in the future. It's a really, really important subject. But tonight you tuned in because you want to listen to my guest, Darren Mills. So Darren has been a frequent speaker on various topics, including Social Security, taxes, and estate planning. In addition, he's authored numerous articles that have appeared in professional journals. He obtained his BS in accounting and his Juris Doctorate from Seton Hall University. He has a master's in taxation from Fairleigh Dickinson, where he was inducted into Tau Alpha Chi, a National Tax Honor Society. On a personal note, he's been married for 25 years. He and his wife have two daughters and two dogs. He belongs to the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, the Academy of Special Needs Planners, Elder Law Answers, the Knights of Columbus, and is a supporter of the Alzheimer's Association and St. Vincent de Paul's. Welcome to the show, Darren. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Glad that really you could be here. So you kind of have coined this phrase, boomerang retirees. Why don't we tell everybody what is a boomerang retiree and why are we seeing it?
Yeah, sure. I actually refer to them as the new boomerangs. Many folks might be familiar with boomerangs, right? Kids leave the house, go to college, come back,
yeah.
Right? Actually didn't happen.
Well, go to college and never leave the house.
Or never leave, right? My older daughter, she left, went to college. She didn't want to come back. I actually had to kidnap her to come back for a while.
Yeah, I have a couple of daughters like that myself.
Yeah, but now, God bless her, she's in Los Angeles.
Good.
So I ended up getting, just real quick, I ended up getting into elder law by happenstance. I did international tax. I worked with large major companies. My parents were living in Naples. Their health deteriorated, and my sister and I were back in New Jersey, and they came back to New Jersey, and they literally found a spot halfway in between us, and that's where they moved. And then my dad passed. He was, you know, in the Navy in World War II, off the coast of Japan, died of lung cancer, something God knows what he's exposed to. And then my mother was a nurse by education, and her brother, of course, my uncle, ended up getting Alzheimer's, and that's what took his life. And again, long story, I'll keep it short. My mother actually came up with her own euthanasia plan. And so she carried in her purse all kinds of course, we have opioid addiction problems now, but, you know, if she ever got pulled over, she'd have a big issue.
That's a serious issue. That's a whole show in itself. In fact, I've done a couple of shows on permission to die and people who want to, and I know it's not the subject matter for tonight, but suicide amongst seniors is epidemic.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, it's sad. It is sad.
Right.
And anyways, so, you know, we took her to a neurologist. We ended up kidnapping her, taking her into the house. I didn't know anything about long-term care. Didn't know that there were home health companies. I didn't know there were assisted living. I didn't know there was anything. And so baptism by fire.
Right.
And so then she was only with us 2.5 months before she ended up in hospice and passed. But I took her to a neurologist, and when I took her to the neurologist, he quickly diagnosed her with dementia, Parkinson's. And ironically, when he was asking her questions, the 5 states she could name at the time were the 5 states that allowed euthanasia.
Well,
anything else she couldn't remember.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Right. So I woke up one day and decided I wanted to do something different. I became an elder law attorney, and one of my things I wanted to do was trying to have a presence in New Jersey and a presence in Florida, and just started to meet, you know, obviously snowbirds. A lot of folks from where we are in New Jersey have places down here in Palm Beach County.
Right.
And so, you know, I just started getting the term new boomerang. I just met somebody yesterday, as a matter of fact, at a Christmas party, older couple, and they were asking me a couple questions or whatever, and about getting their estate documents updated. And, you know, he's like, oh, my will's like 40 years old, and we don't have anything else. And so I said, well, I have 2 questions for you. I said, the second one dependent on the first. I said, the first question is, do you have children? And they said, yes. I said, okay, the second question is, where do those children live?
Right.
And he's like, here in New Jersey. And I said, well, you know, you need to think about New Jersey if you're going to end up getting to a point in time you can't be alone anymore.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, as you know, a lot of people don't want to have to rely on friends. You know, I call it payback time, right? You know, it's time for mom and dad to, you know, lean on the kids for their care. And so quite often they come back.
So to frame the debate for the audience a little bit, it's a subject matter. I don't talk about it in the context that we're talking about it tonight in terms of people who have come to Florida and may go back up north. But I think most people don't understand that the average adult child of a senior citizen lives nearly 300 miles away from their loved one. And that's average. So most of the senior population who moves down here when they're in their 60s, newly retired. They're active, they're engaged, they're moving into communities where there's a lot of people just like them there. And now it's 20 years later, and a lot of those people are gone, a lot of those people have passed on, a lot of those people have relocated. Maybe they're in independent living, maybe they're in assisted living, maybe worse, maybe they've come down with a chronic disease. And that's when you realize that all the things that brought you here no longer exist. And so that's kind of what you help people with. Am I right?
That is true. And I actually learned something when I first spoke to you recently, and you mentioned that statistic about the average person, you know, living that far from their children. I was not even aware of that because I was obviously thinking more in the context of New Jersey, you know, Metro New York and Southeast Florida. But, you know, so the point being that, you know, Florida and you know, always learning new things about Florida and how, you know, assisted living operates and things of that nature versus New Jersey. In New Jersey, and I don't know which other states have this rule, but certainly New Jersey is only one of a handful of states that do, is that any licensed facility or community, as we call them nowadays, any licensed community that's been in existence for 3 years or more has to allocate 10% of their beds to Medicaid.
Right.
So as beautiful as the community may be, it may look like the Ritz-Carlton, which a lot of these do nowadays.
Sure.
You know, they have Medicaid residents in New Jersey. That's not true here, right? So that's an interesting dynamic. The other interesting dynamic that I talk to folks about is, you know, particularly as you get into the northeast part of the state, of the country, pardon me, you know, Medicaid and what you're allowed to do from a planning perspective is very tight. There's not a lot of things you can do from a Medicaid planning perspective that you can do, for example, in Florida. There are things you can do in Florida that, frankly, you can't do in the rest of the country.
Right.
So, you know, people that have a, you know, significant amount of money, they can get on Medicaid fairly easy in Florida versus, for example, New Jersey. But then you run into the issue of where are you going to get that care?
Right.
Right, which is a major challenge.
So we're going to drill down on the specifics of this, but why don't we talk about, we kind of briefly mentioned it, but why don't we talk about what is the life scenario that prompts a senior who has been in Florida for 20 years to think about what's going on in their head and in their life that prompts a senior who's 85 years old thinking, yeah, maybe I want to move back up north? Because they came here because they hated the weather. They wanted to play golf. They wanted to play tennis. They came here for all the right reasons. But now we're 20 years later, and they want to go back up north? Why?
That's a good question, right? Particularly with some of the tax changes and, you know, making it not tax-friendly to live in certain states like New Jersey or Connecticut or New York, for that matter. But, you know, so I'll use two different examples, real-life examples. The first one is a client where, you know, the wife, you know, thank God is in good health and whatever, but her husband has got Alzheimer's.
Right.
And so when I first met with them, you know, they had done some planning here in Florida already from a long-term care perspective. And as you also know, most people, unfortunately, don't have long-term care insurance.
Right.
So, you know, that's the first issue. But, and that's obviously, I'm sure you've probably talked about it on other shows, but a topic for...
No, I actually am going to ask you a question about it later in the show.
So. Okay. You know, so most folks not having long-term care insurance are basically self-insuring, right?
Precisely.
So, you know, and again, there's things you can do in Florida you can't do in New Jersey. And so when I met with this couple, I started the two questions I said before. I started with them. I said, you know, do you have children? Yes. Where are your children? They happen to be in Metro New York. And I said, okay. I said, you know, if you get to the point in time where you need care, what are you going to do? And their first reaction was, we never really thought about that.
Right.
And I said, okay. I said, I'm not really expecting you to make a decision today, but it will dictate from my perspective, you know, the planning you might want to undertake. And so they eventually came back and, you know, we met again. I said, okay, if you get to a point in time you need care, you know, you're going to stay in Florida or you're going to go back to Metro New York or New Jersey in this case. And they said, no, there's, you know, a significant chance we'll go back to New Jersey. And I said, okay, significant, more than 50 or 80, more than 85%. And they said, no, more than 85% chance that we'll come back to New Jersey.
So what are, so there's a whole host of implications in that decision. There's things that people aren't really prepared for. I talk to people all the time, Darren. I tell people that financially, most of the people that you and I deal with, most of the people that everybody in our industry deals with, financially pretty much have done their plans. Now, they may be outliving their money. Real estate hasn't kept up with the cost. The stock market have done pretty well the last couple of years, but for a while wasn't. So there are, you know, maybe we're outliving their money. But for the most part, most seniors do a pretty good job of planning financially for their retirement. What they don't do anything about is planning for the things that are unforeseen.
Yes.
So I know, I mean, I don't know your clients because I've never met any of them, but I know that your clients, when they moved here to Florida, this was God's waiting room. They were coming down here. They're going to stay here. They're going to die here. And if the kids want to come visit them, they'll come visit them here and stay in the condo and go to the cemetery and visit them when they're here.
Yep.
That's the plan. But, you know, again, not to be redundant, but people have outlived their friends, they've outlived their money, the apartment doesn't work or the house doesn't work anymore for them. They have to look for alternative living arrangements. And then exactly to your point, care matters, right? Who's going to provide care, particularly if somebody comes down with a chronic disease?
Right.
Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, ALS, or something like that. So we can't run through them all at the same time. Go ahead.
As you were talking, I'm sorry. You something popped into my head, and I'll use my mother as an example. She was an orphan by the time she was 16. Heart disease on her side of the family. She never in her wildest dreams would ever think she'd live past 65.
Right.
And quite often we meet many clients, and I'm sure I can see your wife shaking her head.
No, I say that all the time. The day I was born, the life expectancy was 64. I'm 69 years old. I've hit the lottery, right? I far outlived my life expectancy.
Right.
But I'm still called kid in most of the places I go to because everybody's 85, right?
Right.
Or 80. So.
Right.
So nobody knows. So go ahead.
Yeah, so exactly. So, whether through medical technology and what have you, right, people are living a lot longer. And unfortunately, like you said, a lot of people are outliving their money because they never in their wildest dreams thought they would, see 80 or 85.
Right.
So that's obviously another major issue.
Right.
Folks deal with. And then, for my generation and the other example I was going to use was another client who, ironically, parents were in Naples, a high school classmate of mine. Him and his sister called me one day, and they're like, this is what's going on with mom and dad. They're worried about dad. And long story short, dad is, kicking and screaming about, having to stay in New Jersey 100% of the time. And, but his daughter is literally like diagonal from them, right? And, even his wife acknowledged, it's getting to be too much for me to, try and take care of him by myself.
Right. So some of the things that we're going to talk about when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to consider if you are thinking about going back up north. And those things in no particular order include if you have multiple kids, which kid do you want to live near? Things cost more up in New Jersey or in New York or in Connecticut. Things cost up more. What if your kids don't get along, right? Mom always loved you more, right? What if kids don't get along? Those are really important consideration. If you're thinking about Medicaid planning, as you've already alluded to, there are major differences. So I want to talk about things like that. What about the access to health care? Those are all things that have to be considered. What about social life and friends? What about assisted livings there versus assisted livings here, which you talked about briefly for a second? And then there's other considerations that are important that all of seniors need to think about if they're contemplating the idea of going back up north to be with or near a kid. So as soon as we come back, gang, we're going to be talking more with Darren Mills on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. For those of you who are new, we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you're back. If you're listening on 95.9 and you're in Palm Beach County, please be careful tonight. Drive on 95.9 or the Turnpike, or 95.9. Drive on 95, not at 90. Drive on 95 or drive on the Turnpike. Please be careful. And on the Treasure Coast, we're thrilled that you're with us. 106.9 up there. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute with Darren Mills, so stay tuned.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. 1-800-273-8020 or visit our website at palmbeach.comforcare.com. That's palmbeach.comforcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9, I couldn't be happier that you're here. Of course, if you're listening on a podcast, I couldn't be happier that you took the time to tune in. I'm here tonight with Darren Mills. Darren is an attorney, an elder law attorney, specializing in what he has coined as the new boomerang retirees. He specializes specifically in people who at one time or another may have relocated to Florida to retire. It's 20 years later. The kids are still up north. Life isn't the same as it was when they retired down here. And now they're contemplating going back up to be closer to their children. In that decision, there are many implications that you should consider before making that decision, which may impact whether, in fact, you do it or do not. It's a fascinating conversation, and Darren is an expert on that. So, Darren, I'm going to ask you, one of the most important things for people to consider, particularly if they're in the midst of Medicaid planning or on Medicaid, if they're running out of money, is that Medicaid is very different up north than it is down here, sometimes better, sometimes worse. So that's a consideration, is it not?
Absolutely. And that's an excellent point. We mentioned earlier that there are, you know, some drastic differences. For example, I'll use my home state of New Jersey versus Florida. Of course, Medicaid is a federal program administered by the states.
Right.
So the states, under the Constitution, the states cannot enact a law that's more restrictive than federal law.
Right.
But that doesn't prohibit the state from making something easier.
Right.
So, and that's sort of the case with Florida. So there are things you can do in Florida that you cannot pretty much do, frankly, in the rest of the country.
Right.
One of which is, and you may be familiar with this, is in Florida you can do a prepaid personal services contract.
Right.
You cannot do that in New Jersey. New Jersey basically doesn't allow anything more than $12 an hour. So most of our clients in New Jersey don't even do them because once you have to start dealing with the administrative nightmare of keeping records, the tax reporting, whatever, it's just not worth it. Florida also allows for spousal refusal. Which many other states do not. Don't hold me to this, but I think it's either Connecticut or New York does. One of them does allow for it. But New Jersey certainly does not.
Well, those are very important considerations because down here you can manage to hang on to a whole lot of money, right, to care And what you're saying is in New Jersey, for example, you really do need to spend down your last, pretty much down to your last dollar in order to qualify. That's a major league difference, right?
It is. I mean, there are things you can do that I share with my clients. I have five philosophies.
Right.
The first philosophy is, you know, Bill Gates can get Medicaid. It is theoretically possible.
Yeah, right.
The point being, it doesn't really matter your wealth. It's the planning you do.
Right. I do talk about that a lot. There are upsides to Medicaid up north, though, that I know I talk to people about, because if you're on Medicaid here in Florida, the amount of in-home care that you can get is almost non-existent. It's very limited. Much more available on Medicaid in a state like New Jersey, am I right?
You are absolutely correct. As I mentioned earlier, in the state of New Jersey, after a community's been licensed for 3 years, they have to allocate 10% of their beds to Medicaid. So it could be the Ritz-Carlton of a community, and they have to do it. The other interesting thing in New Jersey is, and this is a state statistic, 80% of the residents in a nursing home in New Jersey are on Medicaid. And
really?
They are. And we have relationships with nursing homes that, frankly, are 100% Medicaid.
Wow.
And they will even take people what is termed Medicaid pending,
right?
Which, you know, for our listeners means basically all you've done is filed the Medicaid application.
Right.
Which is a big risk, by, of course, by the community, because there's a risk they don't get paid, right?
So there happens to be, I'm not as familiar with it as perhaps I should be, but there is a push here in Florida to do away with Medicaid pending. I know it's a big subject matter in our circles.
Right.
I don't know if that's a national initiative growing state by state, but it is here. Without being political, it's being led by the, we did not take the Medicaid expansion here in Florida, and so we're
right.
a very Republican-led legislature.
Right, right.
So it's more like that. The other thing that's really interesting that people need to consider if they're thinking about moving back up north is that the costs of assisted living and independent living are much higher up north, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's to some extent, it can almost be double.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was just recently meeting with some assisted living communities, and, you know, for folks in their memory care unit, you know, it might be $5,000 to $6,000 a month, which of course sounds like it's high, but, you know, I have relationships with assisted living communities back in New Jersey, not far, you know, 2 miles from my office, and they have people in their memory care unit at $14,000 a month.
Memory care, $14,000 a month.
In assisted living.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I personally haven't had a client that high. I've had clients certainly in the $9,000 to $9,500 a month range. But, you know, they've got people at $14,000 a month. We also have a relationship with it's a little specialized, but they deal with mostly TBI and brain type, you know, dysfunctions. You know, we have clients there at $22,000 a month.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm speechless. I'm rarely speechless.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'm rarely speechless.
I mean, God bless that person. They're young. They're in their 40s with MS. They're basically bedridden. But, you know, $22,000 a month. And if we're obviously trying to get them on Medicaid. In New Jersey, for those kind of situations, Medicaid will pay more.
Right.
Under a special program, so the community will make money, but you know, the private pay rate is $22,000 a month.
So the financial considerations, both either private pay and or Medicaid, are something that needs to be significantly considered if you're thinking at all of moving back up north. That's
absolutely
fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you really need to do some significant financial planning in that environment. And so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're not going to live with your kids specifically, and you need alternate living arrangements, that's astounding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my colleague Jen Bailey's with me here. She does senior placement, and we both refer to it as longevity planning, right? So I think a lot of the large financial institutions are starting to change their focus, right? I mean, you turn on the TV and you get bombarded with commercials about planning for retirement, right? So one of the things I tell folks is, and not only am I an attorney, I'm a CPA as well. One of the things I tell folks is, you know, as you're entering your retirement phase, your biggest risk from a financial standpoint is medical.
Right.
And, you know, are you prepared to deal with it? And again, most people don't have long-term care insurance. So where's that funding going to come from?
And we're going to talk about long-term care insurance when we come back. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Darren Mills, an attorney both here in Florida and in New Jersey. We're talking about boomerang retirees. We're talking about the things that you should consider if you are thinking of leaving Florida to go back up north to be near your kids. There are so many considerations that most of us don't understand. And we were just talking about the cost differentiation between assisted living and memory care and nursing home costs up north versus those down here. So while it may look very inviting, there are a whole host of other considerations as well that may influence your decision. So we'll be back, and we're going to talk about those other things in just a moment. But this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Darren Mills. We will be right back.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Indeed, Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you're listening on 95.9 in Palm Beach, welcome. Of course, if you're on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we hope you had a wonderful day. I'm here tonight talking about what we are referring to as the new boomerang retirees. I'm here with Darren Mills. He's an attorney who practices both here and in New Jersey. He's also a CPA, which he just said before the show. I probably should have said that earlier. I'm sorry that I didn't. I'm going to tell you how you can reach Darren in just a little bit. So get a pen handy just in case you have interest in this conversation. The idea of moving back to be closer to your kids is fraught with a lot of things that you need to be careful about. We were talking before this last break about the difference in costs in assisted living and independent living and in nursing homes. There are other costs associated and other considerations considerations to think about if you've been here for 20 years and now you want to take off and go home, or what was home, to be nearer your children. The first is, in addition to the financial implications, Darren, that we talked about as it related to community living, there's also income tax in all of these states, some in pretty high in some cases. New Jersey, not perhaps as high as New York or in Connecticut. But that's a consideration, right? I mean, even regular housing costs are more expensive there than they are here. Real estate taxes are higher. Electricity is higher. There's a host of financial considerations. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct. And what I'll do is I'll just really focus on the income tax issues because that's my
background.
That's
what you do, right?
Right. So, you know, and I'll talk about New Jersey. New Jersey is a gross income tax state. They don't allow much in the way of deductions, medical, you know, real estate capped at $10,000. So basically you're taxed on your gross income in New Jersey. The state cannot tax the Social Security income, so that's not taxed. New Jersey has, because there has been a significant flight of wealth out of the state. You know, people retire, right? And, you know, they come down here and they want to, even our snowbirds, right? They want to be Floridian residents because there's, you know, no income tax. And so there's a loss of the tax base in New Jersey, of course.
Right.
So one of the things they have instituted recently is they are putting a pension exclusion in of up to $100,000.
Oh, that's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a help. It helps. It does have a cliff effect. So if you have $100,001, you get zero exclusion.
Really?
Yeah. And it's being
so it's not the first 100,000. It's 100,000.
Yes, so you got to be careful.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
You got to be careful with planning. So I know there are some
senators. That's a bad call when your accountant calls you and says, "Oops."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are some folks on the Senate side of the legislature in New Jersey that are trying to get that fixed.
Right.
But it is the rule, and that rule is being that 100,000 exclusion is being phased in. It'll be, I think, in 2019. It'll be the 100. So that's one issue. So they are, you know, the state does recognize that they need to do something to try and keep the retirees. On the real estate tax side, particularly, and of course, depending on where you live, with the SALT or the state and local tax limitation that came in with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, you're capped at $10,000.
Right.
And in New Jersey, it is not hard to hit $10,000 in real estate taxes.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, that's an issue. There are parts of the state, Ocean County being one of them, which we strategically have an office down there, is, you know, the real estate taxes are lower. There are a lot of 55 and older communities there. And so people that don't want to leave the state, you know, are going down to Ocean County because the real estate taxes are cheaper. The cost of living is a little cheaper. And things of that nature. We used to in New Jersey have some of the cheapest the gas prices for gasoline, but thanks to the gas tax that was instituted by the state, that is not necessarily always true anymore. You know, so I think gas is cheaper here actually than in New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a change. I used to love to drive to New Jersey when I lived in New York.
Yeah.
But yeah. There are a whole host of legitimate financial considerations for people who are considering relocating up north. We probably will spend more time on this than the time before the next break. But deciding between which kid you want to live with, if you have more than one kid, right? What if your kids don't get along? You know, which God never happens, does it?
I've never seen that. Never.
You know, who's going to come to visit you most frequently? Is one of your kids the one that caregiving always falls to, and the other is where all the finances fall to? These are very emotional decisions as well that must be considered if you're thinking about relocating back up north. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Not only emotional, but physical.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, I can speak from my own personal experience. One of the most stressful times in my life was when my mother was living with me.
Right.
My sister was power of attorney, right? But I was taking care of my mother
right.
every day, right? And so it was exhausting. you know, from both a physical and an emotional aspect. And in my case, my sister's actually, she's permanently disabled, but emotionally, you know, she basically said to me, I can't do it.
Right.
You know, you have to do it.
And that's the other side of this conversation, which maybe we'll talk about on the other side of the break. The mental and emotional, physical and financial implications of moving back up north after having been retired in Florida for 20 years or more, on the senior themselves is significant, but on the rest of the family, that's the other side of the coin that you really need to consider, because there's always one kid saying, oh, come on, Mom, move back. Come on, Mom, move back. I'll take care of you. And then they move back and they figure out, damn, this is not what I signed
up
easy.
For. It is not easy.
It was much easier to call somebody to go in and
it
take
was much easier
mom.
To call Scott Greenberg.
Well, thank you. I laid that off for you. But that's really the truth, right? Yeah. I mean, it's an unbelievably difficult scenario to navigate when we're talking about having had so much distance for a long period of time and having no distance any longer. So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I am here tonight with Darren Mills. Darren is an attorney both in New Jersey and in Florida, here in Palm Beach Gardens. He is specializing in helping people navigate the transition of those who perhaps want to move back, that new boomerang retiree, the person who came here 20 years ago. Things have changed. They thought they would stay here forever, and now maybe, just maybe, they won't. That's the conversation we're having here on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. When we come back, we're going to talk about a whole host of other considerations. We're going to spend a little more time on the kids. We're going to talk about funeral planning. We're going to talk about probate, all right, because that's another consideration that we have to talk about. And I'm going to tell you how you can reach Darren if you have questions. So hang in there, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Darren Mills about boomerang retirees.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, indeed, Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're thrilled that you're with us. If you're new, we're here every Monday night live from 6 to 7. If you are a regular listener, welcome back. I'm going to tell you how you can listen to the show if you just found us and you wish you had been able to listen to the beginning of the show. I'm going to give you that in a little bit. Before I go further, Darren Mills is my guest. He's an elder attorney and a CPA specializing in people who are contemplating moving back up north after having been here for any number of years. Boomerang retirees, if you will. He is talking about the considerations. Darren, before I forget, how do people reach you if they have personal questions?
Sure, absolutely. A couple ways. You could go to our website, which is www.millselderlaw.com. Our office number in Palm Beach Gardens is 561-472-0820.
Or give that number again.
561-472-0820.
That's a radio trick.
Thank you. Area code 561-472-0820.
Darren Mills, Mills Elder Law. And the website again?
Is www.mills, M-I-L-L-S, elderlaw.com.
Terrific. You know, we were talking about the kids, and we joked about not all kids all get along, and I know I can speak from experience. Many can. So the decision about which kid you want to live near and whether that kid is really ready for you to show up is an important part of the conversation you need to have before you move up. And I guess not only that as it relates to which kid you want to be near and what their responsibilities might be and whether they really understand what those responsibilities might be, you have to think about why you want to move back. What is it that's driving you back, right? And there are different things that make people want to go back.
There definitely are different things. I mean, my personal experience has really been, you know, it's because of their health.
Right.
Another issue is I have a colleague, doesn't do elder law, does a lot of estate planning, but he calls it the grandparent doctrine. You know, and so not only your kids in, you know, New Jersey in this case, but so are your grandkids,
right?
And, you know, what do grandparents like to do? Like to spoil their grandkids,
right?
So, you know, that's another sort of driving force. The other interesting thing we were kind of talking about, one is you mentioned before, you know, come back here, Mom, I'll take care of you, things like that. My experience has been, and I'm sure you have the same, is, you know, that does not last. You know, once somebody figures out or starts to experience, you know, the sandwich generation, right? You know, the daughter takes mom in, the daughter has her own children, she may work, you know, of course she works full-time and she's raising her kids, right? We all know that's a full-time job. And of course, then she's taking care of her parent, right? Or in my case, it was me, right? I was taking care of my mother, and you know, my kids were younger, and you know, and trying to work, and it was the most stressful time of my life.
Right.
And you know, an example I use with my clients, anytime anybody brings that up, is I have a client, unfortunately, mom passed. She had Alzheimer's. It was actually her mother-in-law in this case. The daughter-in-law is a nurse. Right? She's retired, but she's a nurse by education and training. It lasted 2 months. Right. She called me up one day, and she's like, Darren, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. It's too much.
Yeah. You know, I see that all too often. You know, the conversation I have with people I know who are going through the kinds of things that we're talking about now is that we all are well-meaning, but caregiver stress and being a caregiver is debilitating, and it can take a lot out of you. It's different than people think. And then here's the other thing. Look, there are realities about caregiving for mom and dad. Taking your mom into the shower is a whole lot different than mom taking you into a shower when you were a 3-year-old. All right? It changes the dynamic. And so that's something that people don't pay enough attention to. I'm guessing you confront that all the time with the people who go back, and you probably confronted it yourself when your mom moved back.
Right? To use your phrase, oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
I can vividly remember my mother having to go to the bathroom and needing help doing it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this.
So yeah. Even the best intentioned of children and parents going back who instantly think this is going to be nirvana. Oh, you'll be so close. The kids will come over and I'll come over and we'll go out to dinner. And yeah, it doesn't always work out.
Doesn't always work that way. No. You know, I tell folks, you know. And I had mentioned this to you when we spoke before, and I tell everybody this, right? You know, there's no owner's manual when your kids are born, and there's no owner's manual when your parents get older and you have to take care of them,
right?
So, you know, you just learn by baptism by fire and what works, what doesn't work, you know. And the big difference I tell folks, too, is, you know, if you have a 2-year-old, right, you can put your 2-year-old in the playpen. You can give yourself, a little bit of a
mental
respite,
health break, right?
Right? You know, but when you have an 82-year-old woman who's got dementia, Parkinson's, you know, she's
walking out the door.
She's walking out the door, right. Walking around the house. It's
a whole different scenario.
Whole different scenario.
Yeah. So those are all the kinds of things that people should be paying attention to. One of the other things people should be talking about, we talked about the difference in Medicaid rules down here, but even probate is different up north. And so since the best kept secret in this world is that none of us is getting out of here alive, all right, the truth is we're all going to die at some point. So estate planning and probate matters, right? It's very different up north than here.
Yes, excellent question. So, you know, almost all of our clients are universally surprised when I tell them that probate in New Jersey relative to other jurisdictions is not that difficult.
Right.
You know,
I'm surprised when you tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the surrogate's offices, they're very helpful. You know, basically you take the death certificate, you have to wait a certain statutory period, and then you go down there and, you know, you can start basically the probate process. So it's not that hard. I mean, one of the things New Jersey does have is it does have an inheritance tax. The estate tax was repealed as part of the gas hike in New Jersey. And, of course, everybody knows about the federal exemption now. But so depending upon relationships, that could be an issue.
Right.
But, but again, from a probate to your question, probate, you know, and I mentioned this to you when we spoke, and I use this example all the time. I met a gentleman, came into my office here in Florida, and we were talking about some estate planning and whatever. And he's an attorney by education. And he went as far to tell me that him and his wife have their clothes in their revocable trust.
Right. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
amazing.
Yeah. So just to sort of point out, you know, that's a big difference,
right?
You know, here in Florida, you would definitely want to try and strive to avoid probate, where in New Jersey, it's not a big deal. I mean, yes, it's time consuming, it can be costly, but it's just not the same relative to other jurisdictions.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I've been here tonight with Darren Mills, who is an attorney, an elder law attorney, specializing in what we are referring to as the new boomerang retiree. They are going back from Florida after having been here for 10, 15, 20 years or more, and now they want to be closer to the kids or the grandkids, or their health has deteriorated such that they need to be closer to family, and they want to go back. That sounds easier than it is, and as we've been explaining all night, it's important for you to take into consideration all of the things you should be thinking about before you make that kind of momentous and monumental decision. If you're sorry you missed the beginning of the show because you just tuned in late, or you're getting ready to listen to the sports show after you, and you wish you hadn't missed the show, I have good news for you. We podcast. Yes, we do. All you have to do is search tomorrow, OMG, I'm getting, and up we will pop on all the platforms. OMG, I'm getting, up we will pop. Of course, I also put it on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. I know your autocorrect wants to put a T in there. I know you want to put a T in there. Everybody does, but don't do it because I'll never see it and you'll never find us. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. If you don't have a radio, that is no longer an excuse not to listen to us, because there's an app for that. Of course, there is an app for that. TuneIn Radio, available free on whatever phone you have. TuneIn Radio, set it for 6 o'clock Monday nights, WSVU. We'll be here, all right? And you just can listen to us wherever you are. And, of course, we simulcast. We simulcast locally, around the country, around the world. www.trueoldiesfla, trueoldiesfla.com. Of course, next Monday night is Christmas Eve. And even though I won't be in church and I won't be in synagogue, I won't be here either. So I want you all to have a wonderful Christmas Eve for those who celebrate and for those of you who are going to the movies. Save me a seat. And 2 weeks is New Year's Eve. And so that, and yet again, we will be playing a replay on a show that will be really, really interesting, I promise. One of the two shows is long-term care insurance, and relevant to what we were speaking about tonight, it's a show that you should pay attention to. But I will be back live on January 7th with Dr. Diego Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz was to be my guest 2 weeks ago, but I unfortunately could not be here. And so Dr. Rabinowitz has kindly and graciously agreed to come back. He is the physician at Good Samaritan Hospital who has done the first HIFU procedure on prostate cancer. It's state of the art. He's the only one that's doing it in Palm Beach County. We're going to talk about prostate cancer. We're going to talk about urology, mostly men related. It's a fascinating show. He's a fascinating guest, and you're not going to want to miss that on January 7th. So before I leave tonight, I want to wish everybody the best of the holiday season. But I do have a minute or two left with my guest now. So, Darren, why don't we tell everybody how they can reach you again if they need some information?
Sure, absolutely. Again, the website is www.mills, M-I-L-L-S, elder, E-L-D-E-R, law, L-A-W.com. And the office number here in Palm Beach Gardens is 561-472-0820.
And you have an office in Red Bank, New Jersey as well, right?
We do. We have an office in Red Bank, New Jersey, as well as Toms River, New Jersey.
Toms River, New Jersey. That's great. There's a whole host of things we didn't get to tonight. I know we wanted to talk about long-term care insurance. I think one of the considerations that I think are really important, I always end most of my presentations on this subject, but it's hard. Another consideration that people thinking about going back is where they want to be buried and where their spouse is buried. And that's an important consideration. Am I right?
It is. It is, for sure. You know, a lot of folks may have, you know, burial plots, or, you know, worked out something, you know, for a mausoleum or whatever the case may be. You know, a lot of people want to be cremated. So it is certainly an issue if they've been in, and particularly with, you know, some prior generations, they already had family plots already.
Right. Right. Yeah. But if one has predeceased and they're here and then you go back up north, that is another consideration, unless you're going to pick them up and move them, which can be done. I mean, I have somebody that I know is thinking about doing that now. So you're a terrific guest. It's a really interesting subject. I think it's not a subject that most people give much credence to, but it is happening more and more frequently, right? I mean, there are a lot of people, because we are living longer and longer. We're not necessarily living healthier, but we are living longer and longer. And as our friends begin to pass away, we do want to be closer to our daughters, our sons, our grandchildren. It's a major consideration.
Absolutely.
Right? And you know about it from a personal personal experience. Personal perspective. That's it's really fascinating. I can't thank you enough for being here. I'm glad that we had the opportunity to meet. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I know that that you'll be very successful because this is really, really, really important.
Yeah.
And while Jennifer didn't have much to say because I didn't ask her, I want to thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed yourself. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night from 6 to 7. I hope that you are a regular, but if you are new, we talk about a whole host of issues that confront boomers and their parents. You know, getting older is different than we thought it was going to be. It is not that sailing down the intracoastal highway with the wind blowing through our hair and that glass of red wine in our hand. It often looks a whole lot different in hindsight than we had anticipated. So I encourage you to be a regular listener. I encourage you to tune in. You can listen on podcast. I'm glad that you were with us tonight. I want to thank my guest again for being here. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas Eve next week and New Year's Eve the week after. Even if you don't celebrate, it's a wonderful time of year. For those of us who are down here, there's no snow. That's even better. A lot of good movies to show up if you're on my side of the coin. I hope everybody has a great week. I want to thank you for being here. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. See you next week. Good night, all.